Oh, what a lovely day. It's 1930 UTC, and it's time for another outdoor edition of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'll run it into the ground if I want to. Where am I? It's amazing. It's only about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsius? Like 13, 15? Regardless, it's fairly warm, warm enough that I can be outside. It is mostly sunny. And I am wandering around. I'm here at Heron Haven, just about to walk behind the building. This is the time when I would normally pull out my camera and be prepared to take pictures of marmots hanging out on the other side of the shed. But, as is almost predictable, I do not have my camera with me today. I forgot it. And I didn't realize it until I was driving over here. And yeah, I was about halfway here and I could have turned back and gotten my camera. But that would have used an excessive amount of gasoline. So, let's take off the sunglasses here and put on our practical glasses, our moon glasses. I think I can hear something. What am I hearing? Is there dudes over there somewhere or something? Also, there's some puddles in the parking lot, which leads me to believe that it rained recently. It might have rained last night a little bit. I'm not sure. Does that mean we're going to get fungus? Does that mean we're going to find some mushrooms today? You know, I would say no. Or at least I would say unlikely, just because it's been so cool. But there are some cool weather mushrooms, and I don't know how many, if any, freezes we've had so far. I don't think the ground is all that cold. I mean, the ground temperature is going down. I don't know if it's too cold or not, but needless to say, we will be watching for various fungal fun. The whole area looks generally defoliated. There are some small trees and bushes that still have plenty of green leaves on them. But all the major big trees, all the hickory trees and all the birch trees and all the cottonwood trees. And that might be a maple. Who knows? Elm tree maybe? But yeah. Mostly all the leaves are down, which is to be expected here at the end of November. It's almost December. And this is probably the last time we'll be coming to Heron Haven this year. If there's ever a really warm day in January or February, and this does happen from time to time, I will come out here so I can walk around on the frozen ice. And walking around in here in the winter is awesome. You don't quite see as much stuff, dudes-wise, but you get to walk around on the ice and be on the water where you never get to go normally, so you get to go into areas of Heron Haven that you can't get to. And you can't see otherwise. I'm standing in the cut looking out over the Mulhalls property, looking to see if there's any marmots out today enjoying the sun. I don't see any, and that's okay. Where's our Matis? But yeah, I do love it when this place gets frozen over. Because, well, it's just awesome. You get to see what all the ducks and geese get to see. And normally, you're just limited to this one little trail. And you don't get to see Jack. You don't get any new point of views. You don't get any new perspectives. But once this freeze is over, oh, you can go everywhere. And it's fun. And maybe I'll buy some ice skates. There's a couple of spots that would be really, really good for ice skating. I do not know how to ice skate. I would be falling down on the ice a lot. But that's okay. Alright, so I'm heading out to the... Ooh, what was that? I'm heading out to the boardwalk. Something was back in there and it ran away. Must have been a squirrel or something. Oh, there's some ducks hiding in that little hiding pond. And now we have wind. Lots of lovely wind out here on the boardwalk. And I'm looking, I'm scanning, I don't see, oh no, there's two male mallards and a female mallard across the pond there by the road, the street. They're just swimming. And other than that, I don't see anything. So I'm heading back into the forest. I'm checking all the scratty areas. I don't see any muskrats. There are some wacky footprints here on the boardwalk, muddy footprints. That's pretty big. That looks like Snoodler. So we got some raccoon footprints, and we got some marmot footprints, or not marmot, but muskrat footprints. And now I'm walking back. I'm trying to see into the little secret lake back here. Yeah, there's some duckies back there too. Oh, and I hear some people coming. Doot doo doot doo. Hey. And they're going out to the boardwalk to look for some dudes. Well, I thought I was the only person here, but apparently I'm not. That's okay. Everybody's out enjoying the last of the good weather. And I thought there would have been more people staying home today because there's a, quote, important sporting event, end quote, happening today in just about 20 minutes or so. Ooh, who's down there in the pond? Oh, look, it's duckies. I'm walking across the land bridge, and in the billabong, there are, from this angle, I can see, okay, wait, there's sort of, how many are there? There's ducks. I see lots of butts up in the air, because ducks are diving, and they're mallards, and there's four males and two females that I can see from this angle. Let's go over to the wall blind. Maybe we can get a better count on these mallardos. Mallards are good ducks. They have green heads. And I should mention that I haven't seen any mushrooms. And I should probably be a little bit more quiet as we approach the wall blind because these mallards are like right here. And I think they're gonna see me as I approach. But I'm just gonna sneak up here real quiet like and hide behind the blind. Maybe they won't see me. Ooh, they didn't. They all had their butts up in the air. They were all diving. And how many do we got? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 males. 1, 2, 3, 4 females that I can see. Some of them are right up against the bank and they're very camouflaged. Oh, I wish I had my camera, because there's 5 duck butts up in the air at the same time. Oh, they're having a ducky snack. They're looking for yummy ducky chompins. All right, so out of the wall blind we go. Let's head back into the deep, dark forest. Well, I guess it's not dark anymore. It's the middle of the day and we have no canopy. Let me put it to you this way. See, how tall is this from here? I'm 6 feet tall, just about, so that's another... Ooh, what was that? I heard something go crash over there. So, that's about 10 feet. That's about 12 feet over there. Okay, we have green leaves from the ground up until about 12 feet. Or approximately 3 meters. Everything above 3 meters, there's no leaves. Anything taller than 3 meters is completely bare, and it's basically just a giant stick. So, you know, no actual canopy. But we've got all this other 3-meter green stuff. Hooray! So, do-do-do. I'm looking for mushrooms on these dead logs. Nothing. Nothing. And nothing over here. It may have gotten a little bit too cold for fungal growth. Because this is normally a fairly rich area right here, but nope, no mushrooms. And that leads us into walking over the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's nobody out there. I see no ducks, no geysers, certainly no turtles. Turtlerific. And I don't see our fox buddy. I know that fox likes to lurk around in there. And as we continue on, we approach the big blind. And I think emergency vehicles are driving by on West Maple Road, also known as Maple Street, also known as, I think, Highway 64. And into the blind we go. What can we see from the blind today? Well, there's a lot of geese. Very, very many Canada geese. Oh, I would say there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. There's 50 or 60 Canadas here. Oh, and then tucked over there in the corner, there's a whole bunch more mallards. Like 20 males and females. As I poke my head out of the blind, I'm looking out over at the Delta. I don't see anybody over at the Delta today. I certainly don't see Big Bluey anywhere. Don't know where my blue heron friend went. Maybe he flies south for the winter. I do not know. Hey, what was that sound? There's a sound right underneath me. Is there somebody under this blind? We're out here right on the edge of the waters. I'm looking, but I don't see anything. This is all very, very suspicious. It's a lovely day. And my fingers are not yet frozen. So that's good. I know what you're thinking. Well, Tobe, why don't you just buy some gloves? No. I don't even own any... Well, I was going to say... What's that smell? That kind of smells like deer. Is there a deer in the ravine? Let's go take a look. I was going to say I don't own any gloves, but I do own some gloves. I own a pair of cardboard box handling gloves. You know, they're orange and then they've got the rubber stuff on the outside. My friend gave me those once. He goes, hey, I got an extra pair of these. You want them? And I couldn't say no. I don't use them for very much. I have actually used them to handle cardboard boxes once, not too long ago, less than 6 months ago. But the best thing that they're for is opening jars. Like if you've got a big, you know, pickle jar or peanut butter jar or something like that. Oh, it's great. Because you can get a super good grip on both the jar and the lid. Because, you know, you're pretty much wearing rubber-coated gloves. I'm walking through the loop and I can just hear tons of little birds on the forest floor making all these noises. And it's like, yeah, is there dudes in here? No, just boids. Oh, and speaking of boids, oh, I'm so happy. As you'll remember, if you're a regular listener to this show, you might remember me talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show a couple weeks ago, when Fox created a new version, a slightly toned down version. They played it during prime time with a whole new cast and all that, and I generally liked it. And if you'll remember, I said, geez, this just makes me want to see the original, the real deal. Well, guess what? On Thanksgiving, I think it was just Thanksgiving night, they had a Rocky Horror Picture Show marathon, and they just showed the movie over and over all night from about like 9 p.m. on, or at least that's when I started paying attention. Oh, and it was beautiful. It was on one of those new channels that I recently got. It's called IFC or something like that. And although there were commercial interruptions, which is fine, because that's when I can go to the bathroom or get more tea or get a snack or, you know, arrest my cat for committing kitty crimes. But other than that, they do not edit, censor, or cut the movie in any way. So you get the real thing. And oh, I was so happy. I watched it three times straight through. I didn't. I watched it about 2.5 times straight through. Then I got a little bit busy doing some other stuff, but I left it on so I could look up and see my favorite scenes and sing my favorite songs and give my favorite lines. Oh, and I just forgot how great it truly was. I haven't seen it in, well, at least a decade, probably more. And it was absolutely fan-freaking-tastic. I laughed and laughed. And I recited the lines. I didn't realize how much of the movie I had memorized. And I sang along. And I even did a couple of dances, much to the consternation of my cat, who cannot conceive of doing the time warp, even though I tried to teach it to her. She just would not do it, just a jump to the left. But I did have a good time. I just sat there and laughed and laughed. It is such a crazy show. It is so, it's beautiful. It's a pastiche of old science fiction movies rolled up into a musical ball with a lot of deviance thrown in. Oh, don't we just love to deviate? Yes. Yes, we do. Normal is boring. Normal is common. Do not take pride in your normalcy, because you're only taking pride in how common you are. Be an individual. You have my permission. It is okay to have your own thoughts. It is okay for you to have your own opinions. You don't have to keep up with anybody. You just need to be your awesome self. And you don't get to be cool by imitating other people. Ooh, what was that big splash of rasher? I'm walking by the, what I used to call Turtle Bay. Something went droop. And I wouldn't think it would be a frog at this time of year. Was that a scratty? And I saw some ripples, but then the ripples didn't really do anything significant. Maybe he dove deep enough. Is there a scratty in here? That was my wrist. I think we might have We might have a muskrat in here today, cats and kittens. And as I walk by here, yes, I think I can seize him. I see some kind of, yep, he moved, it's official. There's my scratty, I see you. He's under this, there's some trees that fell into the water here, and he's sort of on a log under the tree, and I think he's looking at me and he's eating something. He's saying, I'm having a scratty snack. And I say, that's good for you, scratty. Have some yummy chomps. Because you got to have scratty nutrition. And eats all your yummy food. Oh, God. What am I going to eat today? I didn't even think about that. Oh, I got to get some food when I get back. Oh, looks at that nice scratty. And I don't have a camera, of course. But, you know, there's no shot here. He's hiding under enough stuff that a photograph would just sort of be stupid. Yay! We saw a muskrat! We saw a muskrat the end of November. Was it last year? Was it this year, early this season? No, that was last year. There was a log up here in the billabong. And when the billabong froze over. Oh, there's all the duckies in the billabong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 males, 4 females. Yep, those are our mallards again. Yeah, but there used to be this big log. It's actually floated down to the other end, but the log used to be up here. And when the billabong froze over, I was walking through here one day and a scrat popped out next to the log. It popped out of the ice and I was like, wow, that's cool. And he sat on top of the log for a while, and I watched him. I took a couple pictures. Then he jumped back down and went into the hole in the ice and swam to wherever he was going. So that was cool. I didn't see any scrats in the billabong this year, I don't think. Maybe they just couldn't find it. That doesn't make any sense. All right, so I'm basically heading out. Walking through, checking some of these main foresty areas for dudes. But geez, with all the tree fall back in here now, it's hard to see anything because you get the trees that fall down, all their branches stick up, and the vines grow over the trees and pretty much create a block of vision. And now I can't even see the big den back there anymore. It's all wacky wacky. Can barely see anything. That's okay. So I guess, you know, it just makes it safer and more better of a place for animals to live because, well, we're hiding now. But that just means that I don't get to see any dudes. And let's face it, I am here to see dudes. Dudes and mushrooms. So I'm kind of leaving the forest. I'm walking out of the forest now. And I'm going to walk up here to the bocage. This gives me an opportunity to see back into the forest where I just walked by. And I get to check all these little areas. There's little paths. There are holes. Are any of these holes cleared out? No, not really. Don't think there's any Mahtis back in here. I'm checking all the big logs. Checking them for mushrooms, but yeah, there's nothing. Looking down into the forest floor, I remember earlier this year when that area right over there was just popping with those crazy foliota. Yeah, there's nothing going on back here. Somebody threw a whole giant pile of brush back here. It looks like mulberry saplings. Car drives by on Old Maple Road. What you need to know is that Herrenhaven is basically bordered by two streets. Old Maple Road, which used to be Maple Street back in the old days, and West Maple Road, which is, you know, what we refer to as Maple Street. And it's called West Maple Road because it's actually in a different location. It is actually a different street than Maple Street. And it gets super confusing, just like West Dodge Street, or West Dodge Road is not the same road as Dodge Street. But we consider it to be, but that's why all the addresses are off by 7 blocks once you get past 96th Street. And that's about all I'm going to explain. So, when I'm walking back to the parking lot, I can see my car. It looks like it's having fun being parked. La 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 la. And now I really wish I had my camera. Holy crap. Because you're not going to believe this, but there's another car. You know those people we saw 10 minutes ago or whatever? There is a car here parked in the parking lot. It is a Russian car. When I say it's a Russian car, I don't mean it's a... Suddenly I can't think of any Russian cars when I used to be able to. This is actually a Toyota. But it has a Russian license plate on it. M888MB72 Rus, with a Russian flag. There's something written on the windshield. It's crooked. It wasn't applied properly, but it's a hashtag. It does say something in Russian. It's written in Cyrillic, so I can't really read it. And I'm mad that I don't have my camera because, well, we could just show it to Neff and he would read it for us. No. I'm not going to be able to do it. It's crazy. And on the... Okay, I'm checking the back of the car. Then the back of the car does in fact have a Nebraska license plate on it. So, it's kind of a cool car. They've put some fancy wheels on it, big brakes, etc., etc. And there's a Christmas stocking in the shape and color scheme of the flag of Texas hanging from the rear view mirror. So go figure. Ugh. Mysteries,